Classic Business with Michael Avery on FMR.
Well, as consumers, we see clearly the increasing costs of daily life. It's everywhere. It's fuel, it's electricity, and especially food prices. Food price inflation really is something of a fickle friend. Depending on which side of the fence you're on, elevated input costs can work for a farmer, but they can also cripple many food producers as well. And for the year to date, the JSE food producer sector really has been a place to lose money. But today we saw RCL Foods offering a ray of light in that dark and gloomy assessment with a really strong grocery result and the announcement that it's looking to offload Vector Logistics and Rainbow Chicken, the stock up almost 10% on the day. And this is one of those turnaround stories that hopefully looks like it'll buck what Warren Buffett used to say about turnarounds never turning. CFO Rob Field joins us now. Rob, welcome. Let's start with that resilient groceries performance in total. What's underlying that?
Thank you, Michael, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. A pleasing performance. Obviously, it's years in the making. It's coming off a high base, and there is evidence of margin pressure represented there in terms of our numbers being slightly off the high base of the last year, but lots playing out in that space and pervasive input cost pressure coming mostly from the major commodities, just not all being able to be recovered in the marketplace. We try to put that down to responsible price increases that we've pushed into the marketplace, but yes, we are in uncharted territory from that perspective. So an uncomfortable position to be in from a consumer perspective, but a pleasing overall performance from our groceries business.
And I was chatting to an analyst earlier today who said the results indicate a lot of progress. To your point, that this has been several years in the making. And he said it looks like a lot of the right things are being done. If you look at the delayering of management levels, the goals and the target setting, so having your ROIC in excess of your weighted average cost of capital, and there just seems to be more purpose and energy than there used to be. Do you think that's a fair reflection?
No, it absolutely is. I think with the new leadership under Paul, we've brought a very clear focus around chasing the important things. And the team, yes, there has been a delayering of the executive team, and there's more ownership of both the strategic execution as well as operational execution. And that's playing out in how the business is performing. So lots has contributed to that, and it's come at a good time in terms of a very tough markets environment. Mm. So thank goodness we're in a strong state and are functioning well as a new team.
And with that, you've announced that you also want to sell Vector Logistics and Rainbow Chicken. What might you do with the proceeds? Where do you see potential opportunities, or would you return that to shareholders?
So let me try and take you a step back in terms of we're on a managed separation process with parts of our business, including Rainbow and Vector. Not all of that will necessarily translate to a sale, but we are pursuing a sale as one of the options available to us. So, that's yet to play out. If we do realize proceeds from any process into the future, it will probably go to recapitalizing all of the component parts of the business. They're all at different places at this juncture, and we need to set them off responsibly into the future, well capitalized. So unlikely that there would be any special dividends as a consequence, but rather using it to reposition the overall portfolio.
Right. And then just lastly, interestingly, we saw the Food Safety Agency appointed by the Department of Agriculture and Land Reform looking to clamp down on retailers and food producers around vegan products with names that it claims are reserved for meat. Now, that clearly affects RCL. You've got a vegan brand, Live Kindly Africa, which distributes and markets the vegan fries brand in South Africa and overseas. What is the risk here, and how are you dealing with this, and what do you make of this approach?
It really came out of left field and confounded us because, those products have been in the marketplace for 30 years and there's no evidence of any consumer confusion at all. And so, there just really wasn't enough engagement with the industry. And so, we've unfortunately had to respond legally initially, but it is our intention to engage with the department to set the necessary regulations in place that it's clear for everybody, the meat industry and for plant-based operators. So we're confident it'll be resolved. It was a stir that was very avoidable and unnecessary, and it's got no foundation. So we think we'll get beyond it.
Well, I must say it sounds very much like par for the course, sadly, for the way government has tended to regulate. Rob Field, CFO of RCL Foods, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks very much for your time, and thanks to you for tuning in to the all-new Classic Business. That's it from me and the rest of the team. Thanks to sound engineer Mwanda Lorbe. Classic Business with me, Michael Avery, was brought to you by Alex Forbes. Connect tomorrow's reality with today's aspirations through insight and advice that have impact. Good night.
Classic Business with Michael Avery on FMR.